Text numero 21. China searches for the next Steve Jobs. When Dave McClure, a venture capital investor from Silicon Valley, spoke at an Internet Entrepreneurs Club in China last week, he had a lot of praise for his hosts. Chinese entrepreneurs are most likely smarter and more aggressive than those in the US, he told the audience. Beijing is one of the few places in the world where the pace of innovation is faster than in Silicon Valley. But in China, the death of Apple founder Steve Jobs this month triggered rounds of soul-searching over why the country lacks technology entrepreneurs as successful as Mr. Jobs or Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, who came up with products that changed the world. Chinese companies can be expected to have market valuations and business models like Apple's within 10 years, but it is difficult to expect any type of Apple-like innovation, says Li Kaifu, the former head of Google China. Although the number of Chinese internet users has overtaken the population of the European Union, and that growth keeps hatching new internet ventures every day, most of these copy ideas from the US. To name the best-known examples, Baidu, China's largest search engine by revenue, is a copy of Google, while RenRen, China's largest real-name social network, was modelled on Facebook. This is not because the founders lack creativity, they themselves argue. The reason you set up a business is that you want to solve a certain problem or need you see around you, says Gong Yu, a veteran internet entrepreneur. But China's internet is just so many years behind that of the US, so internet entrepreneurs in the US will inevitably encounter many problems and needs first. Many Chinese web business founders agree. It's not about being smart, but about being there first, just like gathering mushrooms, says Wang Xing. Mr. Wang has been billed the Mark Zuckerberg of China, mainly because he followed Facebook, founded in 2004, with what is now RenRen, a similar site launched in 2005. I studied computer networks, therefore I have an understanding for social networks. It's the same pattern, he says. But when he made that connection, Friendster and Facebook were already there. Mr. Wang is not apologetic. He believes that Chinese consumers are not yet mature enough in terms of income and tastes to need revolutionary new internet products. When consumption develops, there are three phases, he says. The first is focused on quantity, providing enough to meet demand. The second on securing product quality. And only during the third phase will people start developing tastes. On the internet in China, we're still very much in the second phase. Adapted from the Financial Times, October 2011.